A relatively new way to look at poverty among the elderly takes into account one of their biggest expenses, medical care. As people age, they tend to have more costly chronic diseases, says Nino Amato. He directs the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups.
Whether it's blood pressure, dealings with diabetes, pressures with the heart, and so on and so forth. And so they are constantly going in and out of the healthcare system.
The Census Bureau developed an alternative way of measuring poverty in 2011 after complaints the old way was outdated and didn't accurately reflect how much money seniors actually had available. Amato intends to use the report to make policymakers more aware of the extent of poverty among the elderly in Wisconsin.
The study clearly shows that when you factor in health care costs, Wisconsin's poverty level of 65 and older is not 5%, but 11%. And then when you have the politicians talking about not doing the Medicaid expansion, and then people in Washington talking about cutting Medicare, they're only going to worsen it.
This alternative yardstick for determining who's poor and who isn't is called the supplemental poverty threshold. It also takes into account housing costs in different parts of the country. The official poverty threshold was developed in the 1960s. It looks strictly at income in determining poverty. Shemay Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.